And before we go today, let's get a few of your thoughts in. We heard from a lot of you after yesterday's segment on Boston Mayor Tom Menino's call to prevent a Chick-fil-A fast food restaurant from coming to Boston because of President Dan Cathy's voiced opposition to gay marriage. Now, we mentioned in passing the Boston Globe editorial, which opposes the mayor, and asked, what if a conservative mayor tried to block a gay-friendly company like Starbucks? Well, Allison Frakes-Smith posted this at our Facebook page. She says, I don't think it's the same thing. It would be more like a conservative mayor supporting a company that was sympathetic to the KKK. A conservative mayor opposing gay-friendly companies would be restricting the rights of others. It just won't fly. Will Altman from Grand Rapids, Michigan wrote, after our conversation with Ty Burr of the Boston Globe, who loved the film Dark Knight Rises, but after the theater shooting, wondered about the role of violent films on unstable minds. Well, many fans objected, but Will wrote, while watching The Hunger Games, which depicted the cruel culture that was entertained by watching a televised death match, I realized that I myself, in the theater audience, was no better than the people being entertained in the film. I believe movies can be a destructive influence in people's lives. And finally, when we spoke with author Don Lee about his new novel, The Collective, which looks at the lives of three Asian American artists, I had a pronunciation train wreck. First, there was this in my introduction. Joshua, a writer and provocateur, challenging others to see the racism around them. What? Provocateur? I know it's provocateur, or as Merriam-Webster puts it,
provocateur.
There you go. But then, like a skier falling down the mountain, I plunged headlong into a reading from the book in which a character reminisces about being in college. We would lap up the lingua franca of pseudo-intellectualism, sling around words like synecdoche, hyperbole, ontology. Synecdoche? Boy, did we hear from you. Richard Harrison writes, it's synecdoche, like the city of Schenectady, or, as Merriam-Webster puts it,
synecdoche.
A synecdoche is when the part of something becomes the meaning of the whole, like long hair for hippie or transistor for radio. And I knew this. We did a story on the 2008 Charlie Kaufman film, Synecdoche, New York. This is the soundtrack. It's just that I'm someone who once pronounced the word misled, mizzled. Our executive producer had determined for determined, and we are now thinking of resurrecting that segment, so please send us your pronunciation gaffes to hereandnow.org or facebook.com/hereandnowradio. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Everyone say it together, synecdoche, and join us again here and now.